Welcome back. Quick hits up front. A powerful documentary follows a Syrian girl from Aleppo to Cologne as she grows up between worlds. Netflix will livestream Alex Honnold climbing Taipei 101 with no ropes. CBS teases Marshals, a Yellowstone spinoff starring Luke Grimes. Mark Cherry's Desperate Housewives idea began with a real-life tragedy. A ranking of the best one Chicago couples reminds us why fans tune in. Nicolas Cage once helped bring the Dresden Files to TV, and he's back in Spider-Noir. Teyana Taylor's SNL wedding dancing bit is winning laughs. Minneapolis erupts after federal agents fatally shoot a second person. And the Mary Tyler Moore Show still matters for how it reimagines single working women on TV.
That's our quick rundown. Stay with us. We'll dig into each story now. Heads up, spoiler alert for every segment. We'll be discussing the full details.
Spoiler alert, we start with One in a Million, the documentary that follows Isra and her family. This film begins when Isra is 11 and selling cigarettes in Izmir after leaving Aleppo. Filmmakers Itab Azam and Jack McInnes capture the family's 2015 refugee journey, buses, boats, trains, through the peak of the refugee crisis. They don't stop when the borders are crossed. The movie continues for years in Cologne, Germany, where the family tries to build a life.
Right. And the real power of the film is how it follows Isra's coming of age amid displacement. At school in Cologne, she's welcomed, but at home, tensions grow. The relationship between Isra and her father, Tarek, becomes central. Conflict over independence, accusations around domestic violence, and Isra's shifting religious practice. She falls in love with Muhammad, becomes more devout, and adopts the hijab she once rejected. All markers of a changing identity rather than a neat narrative arc.
The directors repeatedly return to the family for interviews and footage, allowing the family to appear as complex, sometimes contradictory people. The film resists turning them into symbols. It's an intimate portrait inside a sweeping border crossing story. For listeners, if you care about migration stories, parenting under pressure, or the nuance of assimilation, this is one to seek out.
Spoiler alert. Next, Netflix and Alex Honnold. Netflix announced a live broadcast of Honnold climbing Taipei 101 without ropes or nets. The event was postponed from Friday to Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern because of weather. According to updates, and it's being framed as a death-defying live event, with commentary from climbers, engineers.
Honnold, famous from the documentary Free Solo, describes the climb as rare and joyful. He'll climb a 508-meter man-made tower, about half the height of his Yosemite routes, with no safety equipment. Netflix promises analysis from Emily Harrington, Mark Rober, Seth Rollins and others, and L. Duncan hosts. This is Netflix continuing its push into live spectacle, emotionally charged, high-risk televised moments designed for huge live audiences.
It's worth noting the ethical and safety conversations this will provoke. Honnold emphasizes the beauty and experience of the climb, but live broadcasts of extreme risk invite debate about spectacle versus responsibility. If you're tuning in, expect suspense, scenery, and a lot of social media reaction in real time.
Spoiler alert, Marshals, the Yellowstone spinoff, gets a first look. CBS released a trailer and posters featuring Luke Grimes back as Case Dutton. The premise, Case leaves the ranch to join an elite U.S. Marshals unit in Montana, blending his cowboy skills and Navy SEAL background to pursue range justice.
The series looks like a procedural with serialized family stakes. Case's circle, including his son Tate and allies from Broken Rock Reservation, are part of the arc, and the show promises to balance dangerous missions with family and community ties. Premieres March 1st on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus. For fans of the Yellowstone universe, this keeps the Dutton narrative alive in a different genre.
Spoiler alert! Desperate Housewives' origin story, Mark Cherry conceived the show after a conversation about Andrea Yates. Cherry watched Yates' trial with his mother and learned his mother had faced moments of crushing desperation raising kids alone. That frank exchange about suburban pressure inspired the idea of four housewives facing darkness beneath perfect lawns.
The show went on to run from 2004 to 2012, become a cultural touchstone, and win multiple Emmys. Now a Hulu reboot, Wisteria Lane is in development with Natalie Chaidez, Kerry Washington, and Pilar Savoni as executive producers. The original cast isn't expected to return, and Mark Cherry's role remains uncertain, but the reboot speaks to the continuing appetite for stories that mix domestic drama with soap and mystery energy.
Spoiler alert, we'll move to TV fandom, a ranking of the five best One Chicago couples. The piece argues the franchise's emotional core often rests in relationships that develop slowly and hit hard. Jay Halstead and Haley Upton's Slow Burn, Daniel and CeCe Charles's later life love on Chicago Med, Matt Casey and Sylvie Brett's Long Arc, Adam Ruzek and Kim Burgess's Turbulent but Enduring Bond, and Kelly Severide and Stella Kidd as a franchise cornerstone.
The takeaway is that the One Chicago universe uses relationships as anchor points amid the action. Chemistry, slow development, and high stakes keep viewers invested over seasons. For fans, those pairings are as much a reason to tune in as the procedural plots.
Spoiler alert, Nicolas Cage and the Dresden Files. Cage produced the 2007 sci-fi adaptation of Jim Butcher's novels, a dark fantasy starring a wizard private eye, Harry Dresden. But the show lasted only one season. It diverged from the novels, creating an alternate continuity.
Cage's TV producing credit was rare and tied to his interest in metaphysical themes. And fast forward, Cage returns to TV in 2026 with Spider-Noir on Prime Video, playing an aging Spider-Man noir in 1930s New York. That project has a high-profile cast and suggests Cage keeps testing genre TV in bold ways.
Spoiler alert! Comedy break, Teyana Taylor's SNL sketch. Taylor hosted SNL and played Grandpa Jackson, an 87-year-old wedding guest who storms the dance floor to Earth, Wind & Fire classics and surprises everyone with energetic moves, even breakdancing aided by a stunt double. The sketch ends with a goofy medical diagnosis cured by the power of groove.
It's a crowd-pleasing comic turn. Physical comedy, costume work, and a punchline that leans into SNL's absurdist tradition. Clips are online if you want to rewatch the choreography and reactions.
Spoiler alert! Two related Minneapolis stories. First, Mayor Jacob Frey publicly demanded the Trump administration halt ICE operations in Minneapolis after federal agents shot and killed a second person during an operation. Frey called the militarized presence an erosion of trust and asked, how many more Americans need to die?
Second, public figures, including Anna Navarro, condemned the fatal shooting. Video circulated showing agents wrestling the man before gunfire. DHS says officers were targeting an undocumented individual wanted for assault, and that the deceased approached them armed and resisted. The incidents have prompted protests, calls for ICE to leave, and strong statements from local officials and senators.
Both pieces highlight the national debate over federal operations in cities. Questions of authority, proportionality, and accountability. Expect continued investigation and political fallout as footage, witness accounts, and official statements are parsed.
Spoiler alert! Finally, a look back, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The series broke ground by centering a single, career-focused woman who wasn't a widow or permanently attached to a man. Mary Richards represented a new kind of female independence on television in the 1970s, and that choice still shapes how writers and audiences think about workplace-centered female characters.
Okay, that's the roundup. Quick recap. Intimate refugee documentary, live free solo skyscraper event, Yellowstone spinoff, TV origin stories and reboots, One Chicago romances, Cage's genre experiments, SNL's Dancing Grandpa, intense federal actions in Minneapolis. For interviews, deeper reporting, and more context, subscribe and listen to the full daily podcast.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, drop us a comment or rating where you get your podcasts, and share which story you want us to follow next. We'll be back tomorrow with more.